you won't do what I told you. But instead of saying won't, you'd say you.
Don't dare. I bet you don't dare do it.
Don't dare do it. Right. All right. You said he's afraid to do it, but you wanted to say it about dare. You say
he's just afraid to do it.
All right, but if you wanted to use the word dare instead of afraid, what would you say?
Oh, but he wouldn't do it on a dare.
All right, or if you want to say he use the word dare, what would you say?
He dare not do it.
All right, dare not is what you say. Would you ever say dasn't? You knew when you first agreed to go that you blank to tell your mother.
You mean you were scared to tell your mother?
All right. You knew that you
ought not to do it.
All right. You aren't doing what you to do.
Ought to do.
A boy got a whipping. You say, I bet he did something
he shouldn't have done.
Or he
oughtn't have done.
Will you do it? No, I
won't.
When you get something done that was hard work all by yourself and your friend are standing around without helping, you say, you blank help me.
You would help me.
Are you?
You will help me.
Are you? If you thought he should have helped you and he didn't, you say, you.
He might have helped me.
All right. Suggesting the possibility of being able to do something, you say, I'm not sure, but I go. I'm not sure I'm going, but I.
Then I might go.
All right. Or if you say, if it quits raining by Thursday, I
might go to town.
All right. The kind of bird that you can see in the dark, what do you call it?
See in the dark.
Mm-hmm. That he can see in the dark.
An owl.
Mm-hmm. Any other name?
Screech owl.
Screech owl.
Hoot owl.
Hoot owl.
Whippoorwill. No, that's
a what's a hoot owl look like?
It's just a big furry bird with two big bright eyes and a little short bill.
Is it just like a screech owl?
I imagine so. They're smaller.
What kind of bird drills holes in trees?
A woodpecker. Or a peckerwood.
All right.
Red-headed peckerwood. Woodpecker.
You call it a peckerwood sometimes?
I don't know.
It just comes out that way. There is a term that the people use.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know of anybody or any class of people that have ever been compared to woodpeckers?
It's just as big as a woodpecker.
Have you heard that term?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that it's something that somebody's very busy doing.
Yeah, busy all the time.
What's the kind of a black and white animal that has a powerful smell?
A little skunk.
Anything else you call it?
Polecat.
All right. What kind of animals come and raid hen roosts? Hen roosts.
A weasel, a fox.
Okay. Any name that takes care of all of them? What would you call all the class that takes care of these animals that do so much damage?
I can't think. Oh yeah, varmints.
Okay, the bushy-tailed animal on the treetops in the city streets.
Fox.
Bushy-tail, in the city parks and things.
Fox.
Well, foxes do have bushy tails, but it's much littler than a fox. A little tiny one with a great big bushy tail.
Oh, the possum. Chipmunk? I don't know.
Chipmunk. Something like a chipmunk, only it's a...
Yeah.